One man, one mission, to rid the world of low standard and mediocre acting once and for all. Brian Timoney, the world's leading authority on method acting, brings you powerful, impactful, volcanic acting and business of acting techniques in his special acting podcasts. It's Brian Timoney's World of Acting, Unplugged and Unleashed.
Hi everyone, it's Brian Timoney here, and welcome onto today's podcast. Now, the subject of today's podcast, the little subject of the future of acting. So it's a pretty big one today. You know, where is the acting industry going? What is the future of acting? And how will that affect the actor? You know, so there's been some massive things happening within the industry, I'd say, over the last 5 years that's really having a massive impact, and things that we need to take on board as actors. So, for example, the rise of Netflix, and of course now of Amazon. And why is this important? Well, here's the thing, is that the way that films are getting made in Hollywood by the big production companies, the studios, has changed. And a sort of weird thing has sort of happened in Hollywood, I'd say, which is that it's not so much about the big name actors. In fact, it's pretty much common knowledge in Hollywood right now that the actors can, any actor practically, cannot open a movie, as in the name of that actor alone is not necessarily a guarantee that that film will do well. I mean, we're talking even, I would say, like somebody like Tom Cruise, you know, if he's doing something like Mission Impossible or he's doing some action movie, you know, his name is big enough probably to open that movie. However, if he was to do something that wasn't action-based, there's not even a guarantee that somebody like him would be, his name would be big enough to carry that film. Why is this? Well, it seems to be there's more of a move towards content. So, and what I mean by that is that it's branded content that's already proven itself, that people will want to watch. So if we look at a lot of the superhero films at the moment, I mean, there's tons of them, isn't there? Iron Man, Deadpool, there's just a huge list of superhero films. And the reason for that is it's branded content. It's already proven content. Now, of course, there are some recognisable names within that, but it's not the main selling factor for those films. It's actually the content. Also, films that are made on the back of a book, for example, something like 50 Shades, which was a massive book and books, which then was made into films. And interestingly, you would know that the actors in those films were, you know, they were known, but they weren't massive names. So it wasn't really about the actor. It was about the content. So why is this important? Well, what's happening is you're beginning to see a lot of big name actors move into independent films and into television, which is unusual. We, you know, there was a time where you would never have seen a film actor appear on TV, because the kind of idea was that, you know, the public will not pay for somebody that they can see for free. So, for example, if they can turn on the TV and watch, you know, an actor for free, then why will they pay to go and see them at the box office? Which is a good point. But now, because a lot of the big production companies are kind of going down the route of branded content, a lot of these big, you would probably have seen this, a lot of big name actors moving into smaller independent films or even into TV. And what I mean by TV is, for example, Netflix. So Netflix is producing these original productions, and they are considered, although it's an internet-based company, to be producing television. However, I mean, you've got to admit, though, when you watch some of these productions, they have the budget of some major films. For example, The Crown, that was produced by Netflix, I think had a budget of $300 million, which is massive, right? But again, it's interesting to see that that even there's a certain amount of branded content, right? I mean, we all know the story of the Queen, and it's a sure thing. So even they are sort of looking for that kind of content too. So how does this affect you, the actor? Well, I think it's recognizing that as people become more and more familiar with TV standards rising, there's also a lot of TV that's being produced that is not so good. But there certainly is a lot of content expected. So Netflix, Amazon, they can get their hands on enough content right now. It's just like, it's an insane level. If you go onto Netflix and have a look at how much is actually on there, there's an immense amount. And not all of them will be brilliant production. In fact, you'll see a lot of productions on there, or films on there, that are B movies, C movies, or Z movies. But they just need lots of content because they're trying to cater for a very, very large audience. You know, it's like some people like horror movies, some people like drama movies, some people like, you know, international films, and there's so many different kind of genres that they're filling their boots. They're just trying to create more and more of that. And so here's the thing is that we are seeing that the big film studios, they're producing this branded content, which is giving actors, unnamed actors actually, or actors that are sort of not in the big stage yet, an opportunity to appear in some very big movies. You know, if we look at Star Wars and the Black Panther movie and stuff like that, that we're starting to see actors that we never saw before, or we may have never saw before, in these massive productions, which is kind of cool, right? Because it used to be that maybe only these top name A-list actors would appear in these films, but now actually other actors are being considered. Now the other thing is, maybe in some ways you could have expected things to get a little bit tougher maybe on TV, because you think, well, if all of these other actors that are A-list suddenly go to TV, then it won't be harder for other actors that are not A-list. Well, no, not particularly, actually, because what we've got now is massive amounts of content coming from these other areas. So if it was like, you know, back in the day where you only had like three or four channels, that would be an issue, right? Because like we'd have all these top A-list actors infiltrating completely into the television and probably dominating. And there's an element of that that's going on. But because of the amount of content that's produced, that it's given actors of all levels an opportunity. I mean, every week, if you see the films that are being released on whatever provider you've got, you know, Virgin, Sky, you name it, you'll see that there's a lot of films that you don't know any of the actors in that movie. And it's, you know, completely unknown actors. And maybe the budget on those movies has not been massive either. You know, it's been a low budget film. They've cast actors who are unknown. But you know what? Netflix have bought it because they need content. They need as much as they possibly can. So there we go. I think it's an awareness basically of how the industry is shifting. And I think the one thing that is for sure is that actors of all description, if you like, need to be great at screen work, because whether it's TV, film, it's on the rise. Theatre, not so much. If you look at, in contrast to the amount of theatre that's happening compared to like TV and film, it's non-comparable. You know, we are becoming very device orientated. You know, people are watching and consuming tons of video content on their phones, on their TVs, on their iPads. And so, you know, people, when they go to the theatre, have actually got to go book a ticket and turn up and sit in the audience. It's like, you know, so it stands to reason that we're not going to see as much of it. But it's important for you to understand that, because I think that the days of just, you know, doing, for example, a classical stage acting training are over. You know, it's like, in fact, it's like, you know, there's even an argument to say, well, how's that even going to help you? Because if most of it is going to be screen work, then that's where the focus should be. It should be on doing the best screen work that you possibly can, looking at the best techniques for screen, Because you want to be, you know, a star. And what I mean by star is, I'm not talking about being a movie star here, but that'd be nice, wouldn't it? I'm talking about being a, you know, a star in regards to how good you are at doing that, that you are highly accomplished in that area. This is part of the reason why I specialize in method acting, is that it's a proven approach and technique that is used by the elite of Hollywood. You know, that they choose, that's their technique of choice, because it produces such a high degree of believability, realism on screen. And I think that is very, very important right now. Because, you know what, the actors that can't adapt to screen, or they're spending all their time doing classical stage work, it's going to be very hard to adapt. You know, they're two different mediums. And while I think, you know, stage work is important too, you know, and you should be able to navigate, you know, to be able to do that, it's like, you know, the kind of weighting of it should change in line with the industry, you know, because if 90% of acting work is film and television now, then that's kind of how it should be weighted with regards to training. You know, in the training aspect, we should be focusing more on what kind of tools and techniques have to be learned in order to kind of produce that level of work. Which, and by the way, the method is transferable. You know, it is used on stage as well, but it's definitely, you know, became famous through film. You know, we had in the early days Brando, James Dean, Paul Newman, right up until today with people like Daniel Day-Lewis. So it's something to think about. It's like, you know, the days of mucking about and hoping that you'll get a break and people giving you a shot just because they like you, I'd say are over. And you've got to basically be able to deliver the goods there and then when it's requested at that level for that medium. And then, you know, everything will be good. So there we go, some things to think about, where the industry is going, how you should adapt to it. Again, we've got to embrace these things. It's like, you know, the technology is changing, the world is changing, and we have to kind of flow with that as actors and be able to give the industry what it wants. Okay, that brings me to the end of today's podcast, and I'll speak to you again soon.
You've been listening to Brian Timoney's World of Acting. For a full transcript of today's show, go to www.worldofacting.com. We'll see you next time.